everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
People who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? You know, I'll tell you, somebody sent me an email, and it's about the United Nations and what these little devils at the United Nations, they're not little devils, they're really big devils. They're massive devils. They're enormous devils. Well, what they're up to now, and of course it's interesting because that little clip I play about hustler Hillary Clinton, who says it's okay, it's the right of Americans to debate and disagree with their administration, of course, that's when she's not in power. Now that she's one of the schmucks in power, well then it's not okay to debate and disagree with this administration, is it? In fact, Hillary Clinton loves to deny you your rights. She really does. She is a hustler supreme. She's one of the gold star hustlers out there, and she's great at hustling the masses, some of which, unfortunately for all of us, are the unwashed masses. If they weren't, they would be aware of what was being done to them, and they're not. But now the United Nations is they're coming up with this small arms treaty, and of course it's premised on it's going to help fight terrorism, insurgency, and international crime syndicates. I would say one of the largest international crime syndicates is our own government, wouldn't you say? I'd say that's a real big crime syndicate going on, and because they want to deny us our freedom and liberty. So here now they want to take away our guns. It's just another assault on our constitutional right as law-abiding citizens to own and bear arms. And some of the things that this UN treaty, if it was ratified by our Senate, would force the United States to do, if they were going to comply with this treaty, would be to enact tougher licensing requirements, more red tape, confiscate and destroy all unauthorized civilian firearms. Of course, that wouldn't be the government firearms. It would just be the firearms you and I happen to own as a law-abiding citizen with the constitutional right to own and bear arms. And of course, now let's look back at the last century. How many million people were murdered at the hands of their government? And one of the things that they did before they commenced to murder them was they disarmed them, didn't they? So about 170 million people were killed in the last century, and they were disarmed by their government first. Of course, it's all going to be under the guise of fighting terrorism, insurgency, and international crime syndicates. Now, don't you feel better just knowing that they're going to keep you safe by denying you freedom and liberty and the right to self-defense and a right to defend yourself against a tyrannical, out-of-control government? There's some more, it's an article I read on Forbes, actually, Forbes.com, and it was written by a gentleman named Larry Bell, who actually was my guest a few weeks ago. So if you want to go to Forbes.com, you can find his article, and you can read the entire thing. It's entitled, UN Agreement Should Have All Gun Owners Up in Arms, and it should indeed, if people are paying attention. And of course, the goal of my show is to get people to wake up to their pending enslavement, because that's the path we're on, kids. We're on a path heading towards enslavement, and unless you wake up and stand up and find a spine and fight back, I got news for you, you're going to be a slave, because there's no in-between here. It's either a free man or a slave. It's not a little bit of one and a little bit of the other. It is one or the other. Now, I wanted to mention something else, and this is kind of interesting because I've got a couple of great guests lined up who I'm going to bring on after the first break in a couple of minutes. And their names are Catherine Bush and John, or Catherine Bleich and John Bush, and they actually have a website called Operation Diffuse, and they're going to talk about fusion centers. And I was reading this article, another article, about how the SWAT team was called in by the Department of Education to because a woman defaulted on her student loans. So the Department of Education issued a search warrant for this woman, and they busted down the door of her ex-husband, and they put him and his three little kids into a squad car for 6 hours while I guess they were looking through his house for his ex-wife who defaulted on her student loans. Now think about that. We call in the SWAT team because you didn't pay your student loan? Isn't that kind of radical, don't you think? Isn't that a little out of control? Wouldn't you say that the government out of control? I mean, you know, yes, you should pay your student loans, but does that warrant the SWAT team to bust down a door at 6 a.m. because you defaulted on a student loan? Now, I don't know what needs to occur in this country to wake people up. I'm not sure what the straw will be that will break the camel's back. I know there is one out there, though. I'm just not sure what it'll be to wake up the people who are sleeping, who are sleepwalking through life and sleepwalking through this tyranny that is taking place right in front of our eyes. Because if you've got a SWAT team who's going to break down your door at 6 a.m. because you didn't pay your student loan, then there's something definitely out of control with the government that we have. They're out of control. They're not a government of the people, by the people, for the people. They are a government that is against the people. So, I don't know, all of you sleepwalkers out there, I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe to have a SWAT team bust down your door because you watered your plant or you didn't water your plant. I don't know. I'm not sure what it's going to take, but it will be something, and something will happen one way or another. It will shake you out of your slumber. You will be shocked into reality, and you're not going to like what you see. So it's time for you to wake up now and get in the fight to save our republic from this tyranny that is taking place all around us, and it is tyranny. Now listen, 877-254-7524 is the number to call into this show today. If you want to get in contact with me, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Get in touch with me. I need sponsors and advertisers. There ain't no free lunch in life. Airtime costs money. There's a donate button on my website. There's a store on my website with great T-shirts and stuff like that. So listen, if you like the redistribution of the truth as much as I do, then you need to help out. That's how it works. So I have great guests coming up after the break. John Bush, Catherine Bleich will be joining me. OperationDiffuse.com is their website. And I think you're going to like what they have to say. And I know a lot of people have no idea what a fusion center is. And they probably think it's something out of a science fiction novel. But it isn't. It's very real. So listen, on that note, we're going to break. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we will be right back in about 2 minutes.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there and shoot me an email. I love to hear what you have to say. So I am real pleased to have John Bush and Catherine Blaish join me this morning. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, hello, how are you?
I'm good. Is Catherine on the line with you, John?
Yes, I'm right here. Good morning.
Hi, how you two doing today?
We're fantastic. Our water got shut off due to some construction this morning, so we're kind of jerry-rigging our morning together. But other than that, we're doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Well, listen, they're preparing you for what life will be like with UN Agenda 21 when you won't be able to wash and you'll have, what, about 5 to 10 gallons of water a day, maybe, if you're lucky? So
would you believe I actually got into our water storage supply that I just saved about a week ago, and that's how we're brushing our teeth and washing our faces this morning. So,
oh, did you really? I hate to say that that's practice for the future, and hopefully it won't be if you and John and I and other people in this freedom fight are successful in fighting these despots who want to control us. But let's start, because there's a lot of stuff to cover this morning, and you two are very active. You're both down in Texas. You two are very active in a lot of different things. Let's talk first about the fusion centers. What is a fusion center?
Well, fusion centers are multi-jurisdictional law enforcement apparatuses. What they do is they bring different levels of law enforcement together, from your campus police department to your city police department, your state highway patrol, your FBI, CIA, and even foreign and international law enforcement agencies like Interpol. And they merge their information gathering practices, so that's bits of information, you know, pieces of data, and their intelligence sharing practices. So when they take bits of information and paint a big picture, that's what you call intelligence, that they then send out and disseminate to other fusion centers or other law enforcement agencies across the country and potentially across the globe.
So they're big brother, basically.
Yeah, in
terms
many
of
respects
their...
they are.
Okay. So where are fusion centers here in this country?
Well, there are, I'd say, the official number, I think, is 74 across the country, but we know for a fact that several have been created since that number was published. So anywhere between probably 75 and 80, maybe even more. They're in nearly every state in the union. I know New Hampshire just finally got one. I think there may only be a couple other states that don't have one. There are 7 here in Texas. There's 4 in my home state, in Missouri. I believe there's 2 in Colorado, if I remember correctly. So they're basically everywhere, and it depends on the local law enforcement agency to apply for a grant for funding from the Department of Homeland Security, and that's how they're formed. So they're actually managed by your local police department that applies for the grant. It could be a state police department. It could be a local city police department.
So is this just like one massive computer that congregates all this information? Is it a physical location? I mean, is there some kind of a prison or a holding center associated with these as well?
Yeah, well, one of the things that they do is actually they decentralize all of the information storing and databases. There's actually federal laws against maintaining one large, massive database. So what they do to get around that is they set up this multitude of fusion centers whereby they share different pieces of information. So they don't have to have it all in one central warehouse. They just have to have the ability to connect the dots and kind of have pipelines of information to go around the barriers to information gathering that they said they had a problem with in the Patriot Act. And, yeah, they are physical buildings. Many times they're housed alongside FBI, local FBI departments. Here in the state of Texas, the state fusion center is at the DPS, Department of Public Safety headquarters. They also just recently set up the Austin Regional Intelligence Center, which is a local fusion center catering to 3 counties surrounding Travis County. They all have physical buildings. You can actually visit them if you just walk up. Many of them will give you a tour and let you speak with some of the directors. Some of them are more secret. Some of them are even on military installations. For example, in Missouri and New Mexico, they have fusion centers that are on state guard bases, totally surrounded with checkpoints and barbed wire. So they really vary as far as the secrecy and the militarcy surrounding them.
Were these created after 9/11? Was that when they created these fusion centers? Or was there something in 9/11, in the dictates like the Patriot Act that came down after 9/11, they created these to bypass dictates in that?
Yeah, well, the concept really emerged after the Oklahoma City bombing when the FBI created the Joint Terrorism Task Force, which is an FBI-led fusion-type system focusing on domestic terrorism. Then after 9/11, they really started to pop up all across the country. Then with the passage of the 9/11 Implementation Act, which was bringing about the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission Report, it became official Department of Homeland Security policy. And then after 2005, 2006, they really just escalated, and they've been pumping them out left and right now, and now they're in every single state. And they're building new ones. We hear about just about, it seems, every day.
Well, how did you two stumble upon these? How did you come across this? Had you read the Patriot Act or something? How did you come across this whole fusion center?
Well, I was actually introduced to fusion centers when the one in Missouri issued a report saying that Ron Paul supporters, Chuck Baldwin supporters, libertarians, conservatives, people upset with the IRS, the Federal Reserve banking system, people who do not like RFID tracking technology utilized by the government, people who are concerned about these things should be considered potentially radical, violent militia members. And I didn't know what a fusion center was. All I knew was that the Missouri Information Analysis Center had issued this report, and I was not going to have it. So I basically dropped everything I was doing and focused my time 100%, 24 hours a day, into fighting this report. And during the process, I began to learn about the big apparatus that had grown up all across the country because of this 9/11 Implementation Act of 2007. And I began to learn that these fusion center institutions existed all over the country. I know, John, you had heard about them a little bit before I had, and so when he was already a little concerned with them, and when he heard about what was going on in Missouri, that of course upped the ante. And then the two of us met in person at the Continental Congress of 2009, and we were basically the only people there that really knew about these fusion centers. John had been pushing back against the fusion center that was being implemented here in Austin, and so we really just put our brains together, put together a plan to visit as many of them as possible and to find out exactly what was going on. So really, it's been a learning process, I think, for both of us from the get-go. And it had to do with them being instituted locally. You know, mine made a mistake. The one here in Austin was just being implemented. I was in Missouri at the time. I've since moved down here. And we put together this Operation Defuse plan by the end of December in 2009. I had made two Operation Defuse speeches in Missouri, then I met up with John down here in Austin, and we took off all across the country visiting these institutions and just learning as much as possible as we went along. So it's definitely been a learning process.
Well, I was looking on your website, Kat, and I noticed that you had done an episode with Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory. Was that episode ever aired?
Yes, the episode was aired one time, and it was replayed that night immediately afterward, but it was supposed to be replayed the week after and ongoing, similar to the other conspiracy theory shows. But unfortunately, a particular congressman, Strong Arm Time Warner Cable, one of the ones who was interviewed, Congressman Cohen, and not only did it not re-air after the original airing, but it started disappearing off of people's cable boxes when they had TiVo'd it or downloaded it. So currently the only place to view the episode is on YouTube, on the Internet, where it will live forever.
Okay. Well, you know, we know, you two know, and I know, they throw around conspiracy theory. They use that term all the time because they don't want people to recognize facts, so they call them theories to get you off the trail when you're on the hunt for what it is they're up to. And so really the show should be called Conspiracy Facts, but conspiracy facts wouldn't sell as well as conspiracy theories. So I know that I saw, I didn't look at them, but I did see them up on your OperationDiffuse.com website, which I have to tell you, I had trouble getting on it a couple times, and I thought, well, that wouldn't surprise me in the least, because it seems to be a lot more difficult to access a lot of different places, and I have problems with my computer and that, and so I always wonder when I'm having difficulty accessing places that are actually giving me factual information if there isn't something nefarious going on. Because, listen, at this stage of the game in life, nothing surprises me, and I'm sure it doesn't surprise either of you, does it?
No, it doesn't. The government and the establishment is really kicked into high throttle, and yeah, nothing really surprises me these days.
You had a couple of terms that you had definitions of up on your OperationDiffuse.com website. Define personal identification information, please.
Yeah, personally identifiable information is basically, it ties in with the Nationwide Suspicious Activity Reporting Initiative, which is coming out under Barack Obama's Department of Justice, where basically they're training local law enforcement to fill out suspicious activity reports on individuals when they do activities such as taking pictures with no apparent aesthetic value, or drawing diagrams, or taking notes, or engaging in pre-operational planning, or asking suspicious questions of law enforcement. And even in LAPD, they are training their law enforcement to fill out suspicious activity reports whenever someone, quote-unquote, espouses extremist views. Of course, the Department of Homeland Security's right-wing extremism document defines right-wing extremism as those individuals or organizations who favor local or state control over federal control. So basically, they train these law enforcement to go out and fill out any bits of personally identifiable information that they can in order to tie this suspicious activity report with this particular individual. And unfortunately, those get tossed into Fusion Center and FBI databases. And unlike a criminal, where if you're actually charged with a crime, you have access to all the information they have on you, with these suspicious activity reports, since no crime is taking place, it's just a quote-unquote suspicious activity, you don't even have access to know if they actually have these things on file or on record for you. So one of the things we're doing here in Austin and in the state of Texas is we're trying to prevent them from using any personally identifiable information along with any types of report, unless there's actual suspicion of a crime, which of course is per the Fourth Amendment. So it's not nothing crazy that we're doing here, but unfortunately we've drifted quite a ways away from the Fourth Amendment and the Constitution, especially since 9/11.
Yeah, we certainly have. Well, it's been an ongoing thing, the deliberate dumbing down of America, so that we wouldn't be wise enough to fight back against this assault on our freedom and liberty, and it's been going on for decades, which is why we have so many people in this country who just have no recognition of how unique the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution is, and how that was a concept and ideology to keep us free. And unfortunately, John and Kat, you both know as well as I do that so many people in this country are just asleep. They are asleep. And it's, you know, I'd like to take a 2x4, honestly, if it would help. You know, wake up. You know, you like to whack them with the truth. I don't, you know, it's very frustrating sometimes when you recognize, see what's happening, and so many people are just blind to it. It becomes a very frustrating thing at times, I can say, for myself anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely frustrating. I've been trying to wake people up to all the nonsense that's going on in our country for about 10 years now, and I've come to learn that some people just don't want to be woken up. They're comfortable in their slavery, and it's best when people are really just, they exhibit a hard head just to move on. There's plenty of people out there that need to be woken up. So if someone's just showing such a hard head that they're not even hearing what you're saying, or they're engaging in serious doublethink, or they're writing you off as a kook or extremist right off the bat, then I recommend just moving on.
Well, you know what it says in the Bible, don't cast your pearls amongst swine, and not that I think that ignorant people are swine necessarily, but there is a lot of truth in that. There's no point in wasting your time, and you're right there. I'd like you to define suspicious activity report, if you would, for me too, please. And I know we're going to be going to break. Well, you know what? Do that when we come back, because we're going to break. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we will be right back in 3 minutes. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, I need sponsors and advertisers. There's no free lunch in life. So listen, if you like the redistribution of the truth as much as I do and my guests do, then please help out. That's the name of the game. You got to get into the fight. You got to help us out. So listen, I am joined this morning by John Bush and Catherine Bleich, and they are involved with a lot of different things, but one of the things we've been discussing is fusion centers, and their website is operationdefuse.com. And before we went to break, you were giving me some definitions. So give me the definition of a suspicious activity report.
Yeah, the suspicious activity report, I mentioned it briefly when describing personally identifiable information. It's when a law enforcement official or fusion center official fills out a report on an individual engaging in what they consider to be suspicious activity. And this is when no crime has taken place, but it's whenever they believe an individual may be engaging in pre-operational planning or planning some sort of terrorist attack, like taking pictures with no apparent aesthetic value, drawing diagrams, taking notes, asking...
If you were into trains, for example, and you were a fan of trains and you liked trains, that was your hobby. So if you were taking pictures of locomotives, well, then that could get you a suspicious activity report created because you happen to be doing that.
Exactly. Right? Or if there's a new surveillance camera that they installed in your community and you're going and taking pictures of it or asking law enforcement, hey, what's this camera all about? This is Big Brother. When did y'all get the camera in? All sorts of stuff like that. But they also include political activity, and constitutionally protected First Amendment activity is now considered suspicious activity. We uncovered a Department of Justice, Bureau of Justice Assistance document called State and Local Anti-Terrorism Training, Early Terrorism Warning Signs. And they say when people are espousing government conspiracy theories or referring to common law, that you should fill out a suspicious activity. Or when someone is distributing radical literature in public, this is considered a potential domestic terrorist warning sign, and you should fill out a suspicious activity. So they've really gone further than just what they would suspect to be you planning a potential terrorist attack. Now they're actually targeting First Amendment protected activity that goes against the status quo.
Well, they have to brainwash all the people into thinking if you're a supporter of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, somehow now that's become a radical concept and that you should be feared, and instead of being admired and supported, now they're trying to twist it around as they do in Orwell's 1984, where freedom becomes slavery and ignorance is
right.
truth, and this is what they're doing. They're twisting words around, and they're making the freedom lovers the terrorists, and the terrorists become the patriots. It's just everything is upside down.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So let's move on to, I know both of you are also involved with Texans for Accountable Government. So let's talk about that a little bit, if you could, John and Kat. Did you create that, or did you just become involved in that organization? What's that organization about?
Yeah, I'm actually one of the founders of Texans for Accountable Government. I'm the executive director right now, and we've been around for almost 3 years. We'll celebrate our three-year anniversary in August. And we formed shortly after the Ron Paul for President campaign in 2008. A lot of the local activists decided, we need to keep this thing going. We got a wonderful activist community here in Central Texas. We need to take the battle to the state and local level, where we have much more of an impact than doing battle at the federal level. And we've really focused on a lot of privacy and civil liberties issues, pushing back against the police state. For example, we prevented our police chief from taking federal money to train law enforcement officials to do blood withdrawals if they suspect that you did driving while intoxicated. We did a lot of work to push back on the local fusion center and make sure that it's transparent and accountable. We've also worked at the state legislature to push back on DWI checkpoints and all sorts of checkpoints. Just this session, we managed to help kill southbound checkpoints where they would have checked for money and guns, and also help kill driver's license and insurance checkpoints. We've pushed back on legislation that would have allowed the Texas Family Protective Services to interview children and get access to their information without a court order. We're pushing back on Real ID right now. One thing that we did that was really successful and made a lot of waves across the country is the Austin Police Department, in conjunction with the local nonprofit, they gathered up $30,000 worth of grocery cards. They do this program called Guns for Groceries, where they encourage people to come trade their guns in for grocery cards, a $100 grocery card or a $200 gift card for rifles, sporting rifles. They call them assault rifles, but that's a Brady Bill propaganda term. And so what we did is we raised our own money, and we went out and stood out in front of their little gun buyback program, and we went ahead and bought the guns for cash. So we ended up getting about two dozen firearms, and we're going to give those firearms to people that are in need of firearms for protection but can't afford any firearms at this particular point. So that was a really successful action that really made some waves across the country. And really, we're just doing everything we can here in Central Texas at the local level, in the city of Austin, the Austin City Council. And every 2 years in Texas, the state legislature's in session. We're in the middle of a special session right now, and we're working tirelessly to get a bill that would criminalize unconstitutional TSA pat-downs in the state of Texas brought back up to the special session call. We've really managed to have quite a few successes, and we owe it to the creation of single-issue coalitions that are transpartisan, transcending party lines. We're not Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, or just individuals here in Central Texas that care about freedom. And we've really managed to have quite a few successes.
Well, you know what, you mentioned single issue coalitions, and the bottom line is freedom has no, it's not a It's not a Democrat. It's not a Republican thing. Freedom and liberty are for humanity. So it transcends everything. And if you value your freedom and liberty, then you're going to pay attention to things you guys are doing down in Texas and things that people are doing all across the country. You know, I think, and of course I'm sure you two would agree, that the reason why they're fighting so fiercely to label people such as you and I as potential domestic terrorists because we speak out against tyrannical governments and is because they have to marginalize people who are telling the truth. They have to create the scenario that somehow up is now down and down is now up. They can't succeed on the facts, so they have to create a fiction.
Yeah, that's exactly true. They're trying to marginalize those that have opinions or that are working against the status quo. So if they ever harm those individuals in the future or imprison them or kill them, as they do in some regimes in history, the rest of the American public isn't going to have any sympathy for them. It's very much the same thing that the Nazi regime did against the Jews before the Holocaust. They had to demonize Jewish folk in the eyes of the public so they wouldn't all stand up and defend them. And unfortunately, that's what we see happening through the Department of Homeland Security Fusion Center system in conjunction with organizations like the Southern Poverty Law Center, which actually included Catherine Bleich as one of their top 35 patriots to be on the lookout for. So they're definitely trying to take individuals, again, who stand for constitutionally limited government, who stand up for their freedoms, and who are willing to challenge the status quo, and they're trying to make it seem as if we are evil, racist, dangerous, violent. So again, if they do carry out some sort of harmful activity against us in the eyes of the American public, they're just going to say, oh, well, I'm so glad that they got rid of those crazy wackos.
John, hold that thought. We got to go to break, everybody. We'll be back in 2 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Hang in there.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And the website for John Bush and Catherine Bleich's group, Operation Defuse, is Operation Defuse, D-E-F-U-S-E. com. And what's your Texans for Accountable Government? What's your website for that, John and Kat?
It's a tagtexas.org, tagtexas.org.
Okay. Now, I know, and I'm not sure if you still do, you had a radio show. Are you still doing a radio show, John?
No, we had a radio show called Rise Up Radio that we did together for quite some time, and unfortunately that got pulled off the air. But we do plan on doing a show together in the not-so-distant future. It was really fun, and we had a lot of great guests. I'm doing a radio show myself every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. It's called Live Free Now, and the website is livefreenowradio.com. We have all of our podcasts and previous shows up there.
Okay. I'll put a link to that up on my website for everyone who's listening. There will be links to all of these different websites for John Bush and Catherine Bleich. And so let's talk a little bit more, because, you know, I know you're involved in fighting against UN Agenda 21, and I am as well. So let's talk about some of the things that you've been doing related to that, John. And how's it going down there in Texas?
Well, I live here in Austin, which is a real strong liberal bastion with a lot of environmentalists, and Agenda 21 has progressed immensely here in Central Texas. We recently had Michael Shaw down of Freedom Advocates. They're one of the nation's leading opponents of Agenda 21, and he mentioned that Austin is one of the most advanced cities that he's ever seen, more advanced than Seattle, more advanced than his hometown in Santa Cruz. We recently brought in we now have a chief sustainability officer. Her name's Lucia Athens, a hardcore sustainabilist. So it's really advanced down the road. One thing that I've tried to do is go up to City Hall and give speeches before the city council, 3, 6, 9 minute speeches, where I educate and inform them and educate and inform Austinites how all of the stuff that we're doing ties directly back into Agenda 21. And then I've been taking those videos and plopping them up on YouTube, and they've really been getting quite a few views. So really it's an educational activity. It's going to be really difficult to roll back Agenda 21 whole scale here in Austin, again, because it is so far advanced and there's such a strong environmental community that's just drinking the Kool-Aid 100%. We did manage to prevent them from requiring a mandatory energy upgrade, energy efficiency upgrade, to where before you sell your home, they were going to require you to change out all your appliances and all your light bulbs and make sure that it's energy efficient enough. So we did manage to beat that back. But really, the ball is advancing at a very rapid rate here in Austin. So I'm just trying to do an educational thing to kind of educate people around the country about Agenda 21 and how it's being carried out at the local level through local Agenda 21. There are some surrounding communities here in Central Texas that are beginning to push back, and I have more faith that in the smaller towns and smaller communities and counties that they will effectively be able to eliminate Agenda 21 altogether. But really, I've just been trying to do an educational campaign here in Austin.
Well, you know, I'm outside of Philadelphia, John. I just happened to broadcast on the station in Colorado and another one in a small station outside of Buffalo, New York. But what we're doing here outside of Philadelphia, that's what I've been trying to do, working with different Tea Party groups and that stuff, to try to educate them that the fight that they need to be fighting is against UN Agenda 21, trying to get them to recognize that the beast they need to kill, they need to kill the root of all of the stuff that we see transpiring here across the country. The root of it all is UN Agenda 21, and it's a difficult thing to get some people to get off this whole Democrat versus GOP kind of a paradigm and to see beyond that whole hustle that's being played out. But I wanted to mention, and you know, you had mentioned Catherine's on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hit list. Listen, these race hustlers, and you two already know this, these race hustlers, they use race to get lots of money. In fact, I think last time I checked, the Southern Poverty Law Center has like $150 million, if I remember the figure correctly, an enormous quantity of money that I think they keep offshore at the Cayman Islands Bank or something like that. So these people just hustle race to make a buck. It's been just like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. They're just race hustlers, and this is what they do for a living. So, you know, I could care less what they say. It's an irrelevant thing to me. And sooner or later, the American people are going to wake up to what these hustlers are about. Hopefully sooner, John and Kat, if we have anything to say about it. But that's what we're trying to do, right, is to wake the people up.
Yeah, definitely. Wake them up and encourage them to take action.
Tell me something, because both of you I know are in your 20s. How has it been trying to get other young people like yourselves? How has it been trying to get to them? Because I know, you know, I'm 54, so, you know, it's a whole different ballgame at my age than it is when you're in your 20s. So how has it been trying to educate younger people to get them to get into the fight with you?
Yeah, Catherine actually had to take off and go to work, by the way, so it's just me.
Oh, okay.
It's been pretty good. Here in Austin, there's a lot of young people, a lot of educated young people, and a large portion of the leadership and the organizations we're involved with are young people. And we try to have a lot of fun with a lot of our events. We often have parties, little mini concerts, and fundraiser barbecues and stuff, which really get a lot of people involved. But more and more of the youth are beginning to take a stake in their future. And sometimes we found it difficult to get some of the older folk to get involved with our radical liberty message because they're used to the status quo and they're not willing to shake things up. But we've actually had a pretty good success. We're involved with several university groups here in Austin at the University of Texas, some libertarian organizations that really have a lot of good activists. So I think it's going pretty well. I think we've done pretty well. It's easy when some of the leadership, again, I'm 26, some of the other leadership is even younger, so it's easy to get youth involved when they see youth there and we're doing fun things. Some of the Tea Party organizations I know are struggling to get youth involved because a large majority of their membership are 50, 60, and above, and the kiddos just don't seem to think that it's very fun. So I would recommend Tea Party groups out there if you want to get the youth more involved. Try to hold a more engaging events, like invite a couple local bands or have your meetings at a bar or at a bar and grill every once in a while. Try to involve music, booze, fun things that will appeal to children and also issues that appeal to children and youth as well. Sometimes kids aren't really into...
John, hold that thought because we got to go to a break. Listen, everybody, I'm speaking with John Bush, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden, and we'll be right back in 2 minutes, so hang in there.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I am joined this morning with John Bush. Catherine Bleich was with us, but she had to go to work. And, John, we've just got a couple more minutes left, and when we went to break, you were talking about some strategies to get younger people involved in it. You know, I know when I was in my 20s, I wasn't too interested in hanging out with a bunch of old fuddy-duddy, gray-haired old farts. You know what I mean? And honestly, it is very true. The majority of Tea Party people are older people. I happen to be one of them. I'm not in my 70s, but, you know, I am over 50. That could be the demarcation line. I'm not sure. But, you know, so those are some good ideas that you had there, and I will actually pass them on because I really think, John, that we need to get more younger people involved. And I think, honestly, the fact that the economy is tanking big time and the future looks very bleak if you're just getting out of college and you have no job opportunity on the horizon, yet you're saddled with $100,000 worth of student loan debt. And if you heard in the beginning of the show, I was talking about the SWAT team going after, breaking down this guy's door at 6 a.m., going after his estranged wife because she owed student loan money. You know, maybe those kinds of things and more of those kinds of things happening will start to wake young people up to, hey, wait a second, what's on the horizon for my future?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. The real egregious oversteps really do well to shake people at their core and to get them involved, for sure.
Well, you know, I want to let everybody know, and those who listen on a routine basis, the podcast of this show will be up by tonight. For those of you who want to listen to it again, it'll be in MP3 format, so you can download it off my website, as well as links to all of John Bush and Catherine Bleich's websites, which are OperationDiffuse.com, TagTexas.org, LiveFreeNowRadio.com. Is that right? Is that .com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, okay. And was there another one I left out there, John, or was it just the three?
Catherine's also involved in an organization called Liberty Restoration Project.
Okay.
That's LibertyRestorationProject.org. They're based out of Missouri, and they do a lot of pushback on red light cameras, body scanners at the airports, and fusion centers as well.
Okay, okay. Well, I'll put that one up there as well because I want people to go to your websites, John, because you're working real hard down in Texas along with Catherine and everybody else down there. And I'm in contact with some people down there who are working hard at fighting against UN Agenda 21 and all these assaults on our liberty. And they're just, you can't make this stuff up. It's like we're living in some kind of a science fiction novel here, only we're not dreaming. This is we're awake and this is reality. This is our reality.
Yeah, truth is stranger than fiction, and it's really scary and pretty overwhelming, a lot of the stuff that the establishment's doing. But for the non-believers out there, you know, all you got to do is just spend a little bit of time researching, and you'll find that a lot of the enemies of freedom are so arrogant and all their avarice that they have their plans right out there in open and plain view. So all you have to do is be a student of history and know that this has happened before. There's no reason why it can't happen again. And then just do a little bit of research, and you'll find it's all right out there. And then you just compare what you see in their plans with what you're experiencing in reality. And it's a quick formula to make someone a true believer real quick.
I agree. Hey, John, I want to thank you so much and thank Catherine for me when you talk to her next for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it, everybody. John Bush and Catherine Bleich were my guests this morning. Listen, their links to their website will be up on my website. Three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, you got to get into the fight, gang. This is not the time to sit on the sidelines. This is the time to stand up and be counted. Hey, everybody, you know I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Keep your chin up. We've got people like John Bush and Catherine Bleich in the world who are fighting for us. Hey, better days are coming. Chin up. The sun will come up tomorrow, and I'll be back at 9 a.m. Take care, everybody.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble.
Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto?
There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain. Oh.
upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops, that's where
no.